Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. Planetary tides pulling on the fear of nations, cancel shame and doubt. We are at an evolutionary time on planet Earth. In this evolution, the tides are changing. The sun is changing, the moon, all of it. Everything in our atmosphere is all changing. And when a change comes, then the powers that want to be in control try to make us ashamed and to doubt ourselves that there is no way out. But that's not true. Planetary tides pulling on nations in fear, cancel shame and doubt. Yeah, this time of being canceled, huh? Cancel shame, cancel doubt, just get it out, no more. You have shame and you have doubt. That's when it happens. That's when it happens. That's when others can take control over you. If somebody can make you ashamed, they can control you. If they make you doubt yourself, oh man, that's weak. So that's not what it's about. And for sure, the Oracle speaks of that this week. As we begin to pay attention to what the Oracle said and has said in so many times before, that now is the time to be, and now the time to be, and to be here, and to be here, and be here with us as we move forward. This week, we've drawn number 5. Q, it's called attending. Attending. Above is the gorge, the test, and below is heaven, spirit power. And we've got to remember that there's always spirit power here for us, and we're never alone. The dancing spirit is always with us. Don't doubt it. If you've lost touch with the dancing spirit, what do? You dance, really. And you can call on it. You ask for that dancing spirit to come and accompany you through times that are difficult, into times that are joyful, but never doubt that that's there. Dancing spirit is an aspect of ourselves, but it's an evolutionary aspect that's been with us since this human thing started. You've made the approach towards manifestation. Now, waiting with patience is the key to the formula. Success will come as you nourish what needs attention. Man, pay attention to that line, huh? Don't overlook anything. You know, you got to cut your toenails, cut them. You know what I mean? And, you know, a little leak in the vessel can turn into a big leak. We have this, some call it the aura. It is this etheric body around us. Sits a few inches outside the body, and it's a shell. And it's protective. And lots of times, if we are not in the place of knowing, in the place of remembering, it can get weak. There's no shame. That happens to all of us. But when we feel that weakness coming, then we do the work to make it strong. And any way that we do it, you know, do we exercise, change our diet, meditate more, whatever it is, pay attention. See, look to your spirit. Transform yourself. Think about your great cat in the wild, crouching, waiting for the opportune time to make your move. While you're waiting, that's where you look to see the things you have developed as if they were your clouder, your clan, being sure to protect them and not ignore them. See the needs of your projects. See the needs of your relationships. See the needs of your tribe, your community, your family, and keep them close and well looked after. This is our responsibilities of being human. We're all in this together, one big boat, riding the sea of the subconscious, that deep place within. We're all part of this collective. So when you look after yourself, you're looking after your neighbor. When you're looking after yourself, you're looking after your kids. When you're looking after yourself, you're looking after everything that's there in your life, your tribe, your family, all of it. So keep them close and see what needs nourishing and then do it within your own limitations. And I don't mean we're limited, but we do have limitations, you know. And so what we do is we see, okay, how much energy, you know, how much energy do I have to put on this? And then do it. But don't go beyond, because then you're going to weaken yourself. And that's, of course, when doubt comes and shame comes. This is the time to be of a joyous heart as you're waiting. You're the cat waiting in stealth for the correct time to seize the opportunities that are so close. You can feel them. You feel it's close, but you can't see it yet. And that's okay. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Waiting is a necessary ingredient to the recipe of success. While you know that waiting will end and the needed nourishment will come, that's the trust, see? Impatience, moving too fast, that shows weakness. It shows a lack of belief. And when you do that, you're vulnerable. Destiny, fate, whatever we call it, it's here, it's at hand. Have now the inner strength to roll with your fate and to bide your time. Don't jump before you know where you are. Working like this will make and allow all your elements to align in perfect order. You know, we hear a lot of this, say, are you in alignment? Am I in alignment? This aligns with me. Well, pay attention to that. Just like the planets align, you know, we see what are the alignments to pay attention to. Any weakness or any self-deception at this time will sour the water and make anything, any nourishment toxic. You know, it might come to you, but if you're lying to yourself, it's not going to work. It's going to be toxic. So be light of heart. What is that saying? That's saying tune into the dancing spirit, right? Have fun. Tell jokes. Play. By understanding that this is fate, destiny, whatever we want to call it, you will avoid any unnecessary or dangerous activities, in actions or delay. My grandmother used to say, it's written in the book. Well, I don't know exactly if it's written, but sure, the ideas are there, you know, in the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Quran, all the ideas are there. Have confidence that with proper and considered action, you're moving towards a greater good for all. And all that you touch, and all that you inspire, and all that you feel. That's it. lots of things that we learn when we're coming up and being taught about being an adult as you move forward. And one of the things we don't get, we don't get told, is by example we can, but it's grace and dignity. So be sure with your waiting, right? Waiting to make your move, be graceful, have dignity. You know, it's not been part of that process. One of the most difficult aspects of the human condition is waiting. Oh, my God. Waiting, 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 waiting. Oh, yeah. Don't wait. Make your move. Let your move be there. Let your move be whole. And let your move be strong. Let's look at it as you might conceive a project. Or you might enter a relationship. When you do, we get a glimpse of our desired outcome. Much time is spent making plans and doing the footwork to bring about success, as it should be. Then, for no obvious reasons, the movement toward the goal is stopped or it's put on hold, and this brings frustration, brings angst. It's precisely at that moment that you'll benefit from understanding and thus make a relationship with the concept of waiting. I have no doubt that waiting is a necessary element towards success. Success in business. When you're in business, in commerce, be confident of success. With your art, be confident of success. With your love, be confident of success and be open to change, okay? As you're moving forward, you're going to find that you might hit an obstacle. You might have to change. You know, when a huge, huge boulder falls into the stream and stops the water, we don't try to move the boulder because the water's going to find its way and flow around it. Have no doubt that that's a time that you just trust that you're going to make your move. If you're in a worrisome relationship, be patient. Now, this can be a worrisome relationship with a lover, with a friend, with a parent. It will improve by growing and changing. If you're not in a relationship and want to be, know that it will come in its own time as you in this crouching pose of a cat, like waiting to follow your heart. So, letting go, so change will seem like a holiday. Vital elements to embrace while you're waiting are dignity, integrity, compassion, and kindness. That'll solve it. This section, this hexagram, this ka, is advising us to eat, to drink, and be merry during this time of waiting, right? You don't have to wait and be, I'm waiting. Because waiting is not wasted time. Make it a ceremonial time. That's a great thing to do when you're waiting, is to bring ceremony in. And it gives you the time to look inward. Look, that's why things like this come about. And it's not because you're doing it wrong. It's just like our condition that we need to wait so we can go inward. And in that place, quiet the inner analytical voice of doubt and laugh at negative thoughts and change the inner voices of doubt and fear to words of love and correctness. This makes way for change. This makes way for nourishment. It makes way for it to arrive. And it will. Just cool your jets for a bit. Ancient cultures, let's say, would be our ancestors, right? Ancestors, going way back, there was, you know, when it was the time of beginnings of our own personal agriculture, we didn't just worry when the rain didn't come to nourish the fields. That's the time they went to ritual, to dances and ceremony, and it included rain dances, which work, by the way, gifts to the gods, which work, by the way, and finding gratitude, which does work, by the by, for what they already possessed is there. And by being conscious and you're waiting, it happens. You see, it worked. And when the rain or the winds did not come, then changes were made, right? Got to move the garden. Crops removed or changed. You know, climate's changing. It's always been changing, by the way. And they're changing the crops. Plant something else. Go to a different side of the mountain. And the creative force came without effort or thought. It wasn't like any big planning. It was just like, oh, I got it. Okay. That crop didn't do so well. The sun's better over on that side of the mountain. It just was. All understood from eons of history that people of the tribes were not in charge. That's so important for us to know. We're not in charge. We must be adaptable. The moment we think that we're in charge, you're wrong. We can't be, you know. It's the divine that's in charge. You know, it's the greater good. That's where the charge is. The shamans and the priests, they're not in control, but they're there to lead ceremony and to help get us through. So look back and see who were your shamans or your priests or your teachers. What did they teach you about this time of waiting? And make it glorious. Make waiting your raison d'etre right now in this part of your life. You know, the defining comment, the defining component in this time was the time that we brought in that important component. And that was belief. That was belief in the tribe, belief in themselves, belief in Gaia as they joined with the spirit of those who had gone before them and kept the will of life, birth, and death all rolling. Yeah, don't change that. You can't change that anyway. You know, when there was a ceremony, and you'll find it, you know, when you ask for something, you pray for something, then it comes. It's like, whoa, I'm in awe that this works, because it does work. The awe of the people at how it all worked, that was the fuel for joy and abundance of the collective, the community. And so it is for you right now. Do your ceremonies. Give yourself the gift of patience and tempered merriment. Right? Tempered merriment. Just bring it right there. Be with that component of love and happiness. And that void that you feel will be filled and allow you to wait with proper intent to receive. While waiting, closely examine your strategic elements. Make a plan. Don't sit without a plan and say, well, I just twiddle my toes and I'll wait. And that's not what it's about. Make a plan. Write it down. The universe pays attention to a plan. You know, if you have an altar, write it down. And put it up on the altar. Bring in your prayer. Now as you move, eliminate what is not necessary, right? You got to travel light in times like this. And this will make the waiting more pleasurable and more useful. During this waiting period, as most of the time for us, but especially now, do service. Do service in your community and your tribe while waiting. This opens up this time of abundance. Because it's coming your way. You know, I say this train of abundance, get on board, get on board. Leave your luggage behind, yeah. Blessings abound for you now, you know. It's there for you and it's there for all of us. Planetary tides pulling on nations in fear. Cancel shame and doubt. You know, I watch things like that, words that come up at different times. And, you know, my time on the planet, I've watched it come. But the one about canceling is very interesting, you know. I sure would hate for somebody to say it there. I'm canceling you, client. It's harsh. But about these feelings of shame and doubt, just look at them. They're not in control. If you're feeling ashamed, Take it apart. Look at it. And you're going to find that it's a fear. Then look at the fear and work through the fear. And see what you're doubting. And once you get into it, you find it's not got that much power over you, right? And pay attention to this understanding of the wonderful dancing spirit that is with us all the time, right? That is with us and loves us and is part of us. So open this doorway of love, this doorway of being who you are, this place of remembering who you are. And now for the news. I got some news. I've mentioned that in May that I'm leading a workshop at Esalen in Big Sur. If you can come, it's going to be spectacular. Please come. And that's coming. Also coming is going to be some classes. You know, over the years, I've given a lot of lectures. And we've knitted those lectures together into classes. And they're wonderful and they're powerful. And you can have them. Once you have them, you own them. And you can listen to the lectures and go through it. It's really beautiful. The people I'm working with are spectacular. I work with Shauna and Hallie and Allison on making this all happen. It's going to be really something wonderful. So that'll be coming hopefully in 3 to 4 weeks. You know, I did make my plan for the universe, so I know we're paying attention. The other thing is I'm going to have at the end of some of the readings, I Ching readings, a little break, and then we're going to go to some interviews of some people that I think are really important for us to hear and hear their take on the way that the world is. The next one coming up is going to be John Densmore. John was a drummer for the Doors, but John's a lot more than a drummer. This is a spirit, man. And, you know, we both came up about the same time, and we have a lot in common. We see I guess you'd call it a brotherhood, you know. You know, in the 60s, a lot of that happened. We saw the possibilities, right? You know, when I teach, I say, you know, that part of my movement forward is to teach what it was like when there were not those obstacles. We didn't have these, it didn't last long, a summer of love, a little bit more, that there were no obstacles and we could share and we could be in a place of barter and love. It was beautiful. Anyway, I'm going to have this interview with John, and I've got some other people on the board as well coming up. So I send you all the love I can from here in the Caribbean. And I say, in Lakesh Alakin, I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, my sisters. Love the ones you're with. Namaste, my brothers. Allow yourself to be loved. Don't be afraid. So I say namaste. I send peace to you all. And I say again, in Lakesh Alakin, I am the other you. And damn it, I like it that way. Namaste, y'all.